CGL, an independent consulting firm, conducted the study at the request of the state. Brad Sassatelli with CGL says using focus groups, they found two areas of primary concern for correctional staff.
One, the salary was the number one issue they mentioned, but second, the lack of number of staff to support them, and the fact that there were a large number of TEAs, untrained staff in the institutions, which raised their concern for their own safety because they had staff working with them who really didn't know the procedures and how to respond.
That's something Baker Republican Greg Evers says he's aware of as well. He's the chairman of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, which asked for the findings on the CGL report.
Well, actually, that I found was the number one issue. When I toured the facilities and I asked, was the number one thing that I need is a person to back me up to where I feel safe if I get in a critical situation that I have someone that can back me up.
And based off informal surveys, Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones has made similar remarks, which is reflected in her budget request.
In my officer surveys, the officer surveys told me that having somebody to back them up to get the staffing right was more important than a raise. That was very clear.
According to the CGL report, Jones agency has an up-to-date hiring process, but it also states the prison agency still loses around 3,000 officers per year, and it's common for the average correctional officer to have less than a year and a half of experience. Sassatelli says a large number of new hires have also not yet gone through the required certification training for correctional officers, limiting what they can do. And he adds staffing levels are becoming a huge problem that are leading to other issues.
Because of these staffing levels, there's a limited number of searches going on. You're leaving one officer in a housing unit to supervise hundreds of inmates. Because of the lack of searches, we saw a significant contraband issue within the facilities.
Contraband can include drugs, weapons, and tobacco products. Prison Chief Julie Jones has acknowledged it as a problem. Most announced arrests so far under her tenure as secretary have been contraband-related, and the study found the tobacco policy is a contributing factor.
One of the issues we've heard time and time again in our facility visits was the tobacco policy. They have a bifurcated tobacco policy, which is unusual across, you don't find that in facilities across the country. Staff are allowed to bring in tobacco, inmates are not. And this has created a major issue for the Department of Corrections.
So the CGL report recommends either getting rid of the policy altogether or allowing everyone, correctional staff and inmates alike, to have tobacco products. Other suggestions include making a clearer use of force policy as well as upgrading cameras, metal detectors and transport vehicles. Sassatelli says roof repairs included in Jones' budget is also a problem.
Although a great amount of work had been done in the past year, there's a significant amount of work that needs to be done. We saw roofs that were patched and then repatched and repatched a third time. One facility had 22 roofs that were in need of repair. We saw perimeter fences that were deteriorating and rusting, and perimeter detection systems that are designed to give you some type of notification if someone's trying to escape, that were failing. One facility, a medical unit, had a roof repaired and then found out that the water damage was so severe that they had mold and they couldn't occupy that medical unit.
Jones says she's already looking into the report's recommendations as well as doing some work of her own. She's currently working with the Association of State Correctional Auditors, or ASCA, which has conducted audits for the agency in the past.
And I'm bringing ASCA back in to do a deep dive and do an extensive staffing evaluation based on their recommendation.
That deep dive started Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.